So just a couple of comments about Reb Chaim, because it is such a seminal piece, and it's so connected to... So again, what we were discussing, and again, then we'll go back to Kim Staros, because that's really also very critical, is... Okay, we were just to get us back to where we were for a couple of minutes. So we were discussing the, through our discussion of the Fanenechtam, and, a bit of a sweep through, some of the other issues connected with the relative status of Shliach LaHolacha and Shliach LaKabbalah in Gittin and Kiddushin, but especially first in Gittin, and then in Gittin and Kiddushin, and then in Shar... Tchumei Halacha. So we were discussing the the debate between the Rambam and the Ravid whether or not Shliach, the Halacha require, of Gittin and Kiddushin require Edikiyum. We also noted there are different Chitos. Some people think that Dafka among Shluchei, Halacha, only Shliach Halacha get requires it. Some people think only Shliach LeKabbalah beget, would require it. Those who think even Shliach LeKabbalah beget don't really require so much Edikiyum as much as, they're vulnerable to being attacked, and therefore you have to have, a solution when they are. Again, a range of different shitos, etc. But in particular, we were zeroing in on the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and one of the things that we were discussing was... the fact that the Rambam, obviously considers this to be a very crucial topic. He has a lengthier, excursus than usual. In other words, he usually just paskins the halacha. Here he makes a whole speech about, shluchos shalom kemoso and comparisons to truma and shluchos halacha and so on. And equally, the Ravid, retorts. Also very in an expansive way, making the comparison to Gittin v'Kiddushin, Edikiyum, generally, and the question of Gittin Mochiach, etc. So we were in the middle of discussing all of that, and in particular trying to zero in on the debate. And what I was trying to suggest was that there could be two different points, could be both are at stake, between the Rambam and the Ravid. One is the question of assessing, the individual components, meaning the role of Shliach LaHolacha, in Gittin and in Kiddushin, etc. Even if they were to be fully on the same page about the requirements of Edikiyum, but it's also possible that really the argument revolves around the standard of Edikiyum and why it is necessary. And then, ironically, you might have a situation because, the nature of Edikiyum and, that debate, as we've noted, ends up with kulas and chumras, according to each side. Mostly, if we take the view that, Edikiyum is fundamentally, different than Edibirur, and that it represents a different category entirely. It's part of the Hagdara of what it is that's taking place. So mostly, that will result in Kumras, not in Kulas. But here and there might be Kulas as well. On the other hand, if we think that, Edikiyum are closer to regular Edibirur, then, just that's the guarantee thereof. So again, the expectation is that we're going to be more flexible in applying it, and especially whenever we have like a raya, a sufficient raya, even if we don't have presence in a more formal way, and that way maybe virtual presence could be as good as actual presence, or you just don't even need presence at all, that would be sufficient. So basically the idea would be then that either the Rambam and Ravid are arguing about, how they look at the role of Shliach Halacha and Kabbalah and Gittin v'Kiddushin. I think there's a lot to commend, that, perspective for sure. Or they're really arguing, and the Ravid is taking kind of a more flexible view of what Edikiyum are, ironically, and therefore he's also expanding its application, whereas the Rambam might be taking a more, you know, demanding, you know, view of Eidei Kiyum, and therefore he is more limiting. Or maybe the Rambam has two dinim, and maybe this echoes the difference that we outlined between his treatment of Eidei Kiyum in Hilchos Ishus and his need for like a separate justification or rationalization in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel and Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Beis in Hilchos Geirushin. So there really are two different ideas involved. That's kind of where we work. In the bigger sense, what I was trying to say was that while the Rav in his presentation in Osis Nikos from the C-Rav mostly zeroes in on, you know, the question whether or not, like, what is included in the wide definition of Reish Lakish, of Eidus, Eidim Achsum al-Shan HaSikim Mishnechrit, so Bezdin, like, when you go beyond the core story and the core personalities, like, other elements, you know, other ingredients, you know, that didn't have to be part of the original story, or that are more extraneous, are they also included in the Eidus if that's necessary to, you know, accomplish the goal, or not? So that's mostly the way that he was looking at it. And I think that that is implicit in Reb Chaim's treatment at one point. We'll see in a second. But that, you know, the argument is, you know, at least in his presentation, it's not about Eidei Kiyum at all. It's about, you know, the scope, let's say, of Gita Mokia Chalav, etc. What I was trying to show was that, you know, in theory, you don't have to say that. It could be that, you know, really the argument revolves around Eidei Kiyum. And in connection with that, you know, we then started examining Reb Chaim. So the first part I wanted to make in Reb Chaim was that he completely sidesteps the possibility that that Shlichus LeKabbalah, you know, has an extra element that doesn't appear even in Shliach LeHalacha of Kiddushin. Or if it does appear in Shliach LeHalacha BeKiddushin, Shliach LeKabbalah BeKiddushin, it's as an extension of this unusual feature in Shlichus LeKabbalah in Geirushin. And that is that it's not a typical Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso, not just because, you know, it is the moment in which the Gemar, Chalos, either Ishus or Get, takes place, but because, as we've said, it's Bal Korcha, you know, the Isha, at least the one in Get, and therefore it just, you know, it has a completely different character. I believe that, you know, all things being equal, could explain the Rambam in Perek Vav Alachates, which is what troubles Reb Chaim, you know, and what he begins with. And if that were true, then his whole beginning, which is like, you know, the Rambam paskins that a katana cannot be memana shliach, you know, in other contexts like an ipas truma. So why is he, you know, looking for a totally different explanation in the Hilchos Geirushin? That question would not get off the ground because the point would be maybe Shliach LeKabbalah and Kiddushin would get off the ground, but in Shliach LeKabbalah BeGeirushin, maybe you just don't have, you know, you have something different for the same reason that you don't have the regular. That's the idea that I was trying to suggest. And for the very same reason, you know, when Reb Chaim gives the suggested solution, that, you know, in Ochanami, there really is also Din Shluch Hashanah and Kamoso, and, you know, that should normally work. But maybe the Nafka Mina will be in terms of, you know, Zochin. If you assume, and these are assumptions, not so clear in the Rambam, although it is clear in some Chak Metzvarad, that, you know, Zochiyah is not Mitam Shlichus completely, and that there is Zochin even when the, you know, Zochep, you know, is a Katan, which is a debated point. If that's true, so then you don't have the problem of Atem Gamatem, Rabo Shluchachem, you know, who's a, you know, a Gadol, or the Shaleach, who's a Gadol, because there is, you know, Zachin in the case of a Katan. But you still have the other nimuk of almaisa, shel kata. But again, if Reb Chaim, was also considering that shliach lekabbalah is simply different, then for the same reason that you might say that the regular din of shluchos shavim kemoso doesn't apply, I think you would probably say that the din of zaken doesn't apply either. In other words, if what's happening is that the person is extending, their domain, she's extending her domain, and it's a chiddush haTorah that she can do that, then it's very possible that zaken doesn't apply at all. Even if there was a case of zaken, which is an open question, and even if zaken, applied even for a ketana or a katan, it wouldn't apply in this case, because the whole idea of zaken, as opposed to regular shlichus, and especially if sefiyas not mitam shlichus, is the independence of the call the shliach, the zoche, on behalf of the person who is going to reap the benefits of this chus. That's the reason why, maybe, either an akum or maybe a, or maybe even an akum, but also a katan, can be subject to zachin l'adam, shelo b'fana. And if, shlich l'kabbalah is totally different, then that just doesn't make any sense. Moreover, the question that he asks about why is the Rama mentioning chatzer, after all, it's yad, it's not even shlichos. But again, if part of the story here, at least, is that according to the Rambam, shlichus haKabbalah is an extension of the person's domain, not a authorization, that someone should act on my behalf, because there's no action here. So then that's why the Rambam mentions Kotzer, because that's exactly, what this is. And nothing to do with the question of Yad and shlichus. Anyways, so that's point number one. That I was trying to make, and that is that even if the Rambam may have held that, there are two dinim, but at least when it comes to shliach lekabbalah begitin, the role of edei kiyum, is particularly pronounced, and it is something that doesn't even apply, even if there was a hechatimtzi, in shliach lekabbalah bekiddushin. I think what motivated Reb Chaim not to say any of this is that, Gimel Tesvav seems to equate the two regarding the need for Edei Kiyum, and once you have that, so maybe what the Rambam says in Perek Vav Halacha Tes should be understood as applying to both in theory, but I don't think you necessarily have to say that, and it would solve a lot of problems. So that's point number one. Point number two, which is what we were up to, is the way that Reb Chaim understands the argument between the Rambam and the Rite. So I said, the way the Rambam presented it was that, the argument is not about Edei Kiyum at all. The argument is about, whether or not the din of Reish Lakish will apply, to extraneous people who are indispensable, in particular circumstances to the implementation of the king. And that's why he brought in Otsis and Spasira and Shalish, and I mentioned the Gemara about in Bava Basra. Where the guy just says, where the shtar just says, me many, if it isn't, kind of a skybus, can that person be like the bala shtar, and so on and so forth. But, according to that view, so even the Gito Mochiach Alav of to the extent that it applies, is something that might be, really part of the Eidos Shabishtar. Reb Chaim himself, interestingly enough, this is what I really wanted to show, goes through like a little bit of Gilgulim, when it comes to this Gito Mochiach Halav question and the nature of the Makokas to the Rambam and the Raya. In Hilchos Yibum, Perek Bav, he simply says, as we've noted previously, that's the piece where he has on Edei Kiyum, and at the very end of the piece, he just says, the din that katan is not, subject, to edus, And therefore, there's no shtar, you know, and they said, I'm sorry, therefore, there's no get, you know, to a katana. Ide shliach. One second, where is this? He says that is, you know, machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. And he just portrays the Ravid. Just one second. It's Ishus. Yerushin, which we'll get to in a second. Ibn Bechalitza. Here we are. So he just portrays the Ravid as follows. This is in the end of Dibur Maasav Vashir Yireh. The Yisod Lazem, Mehod Pasak Haramah, Perik Vav, Vilchus Gerushin, Alokotas. Lachin Eina Ketana, Osa Shleich LeKabbalah, Mishim Shleich Kabbalah, Tzorech Eidim. Vein Eidim Alakotan, She'ina Ben Daz Gemura. Lefizeh, Hakasha, Amai, Makshiri Rabbanan, Chalitza Bekata. Ubecherush, Nikulalma, Ilav, etc. But Kimid the Chalitza Boy Eidim, if there's a rule that Ein Meidin Al Maisa Katan, right, so then this should have very widespread, you know, ramifications. Elavadai kemosha kasav, the das haramam the chalitza laboy edim rak livrure milsa, velo likiyume milsa, ubezeh shaprim edim gam alakata. This principle that ein meidin amaisa katan is only in edei kiyum, not in in edei birur. So then he says, but obviously, he says, "Al kein shaper tzrich in the time to lav bar kriya." V'hanu mukiyosa sfiru le'd be'in an edim bechalitza gam le'kiyum emilsa. So our klomer is sfiru le'kaharayvin, de'me'idin gam alakata. So here, and this is also his initial presentation in Perek Vav Hilchos Gerushin, he's just assuming that this principle that ein me'idin al ma'isa katan, even when it comes to edei kiyum, all things being equal, is something that the Ravid disagrees with. There's a machlokas, separate machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, you know, whether or not, because everybody agrees when it comes to Shliach LeKabbalah that you need any kiyum. That's a part of the argument to the Rambam and the Ravid. So if you're going to integrate Perek Vav Halacha Tes with Perek Gimel Hilchos Ishus Halacha Tes Vav, which is what Reb Chaim is doing in the whole piece in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, so you just have to, you know, explain that the Ravid just doesn't believe in any of this. Yeah. And that's what he says here also in the end of you know, this you know, second paragraph, Haravid the Sagile Bahak Taima de Ain Shlichos Lakatan in Paragvav Alakates, whom ishim the cholek al ikar haktama de ain meidin alakata. Ukamosha kasa barashus a saga. Dahtama losvirale. Al korchak the lake tama chrini rak de ain shlichos lakatan, ukumbo bakalatora kula kain hach. So basically, in both places, initially, what he ends up with in Yibum, what he has here, is the Ravid and Rambam have a separate argument on this point. But what I'm going to try to suggest, and I think what he suggests in the end as well, but in a slightly different way, but not so radically different, just going to take a few minutes to do that, is in the end that maybe that also is Lashitasa. Meaning, from my point of view, I'll say it my way, and then I'll show you how he kind of comes back to it in his way, and that is that it's not just a separate argument, but that if indeed what's really happening here is that the Rambam holds that Eidei Kiyum are like the Ra'ah, you know, and Reb Chaim's explanation in Hilchos Yibum, right? And that the Ravid holds that Eidei Kiyum are Tzorech Birur, basically. And for that reason, you know, as we'll see in a moment, you know, the Ravid thinks Gita Mochia Chalav, you know, is a you know, is a perfectly good, you know, equation, you know, to have the, if to the requirement of Eidei Kiyum in Shliach LaHalacha, for example, of Kiddushin, Kiddushin Kesef. You know, but the Rambam thinks that, you know, of course that's not true, because we're talking about the Eidei Kiyum of Ishus. And Gita Mochiach Halav isn't going to help, you know, for that, if we're talking about, you know, verifying the Shaliach. So the same idea, you know, ends up impacting, you know, the Machlokas in Vav Tes. Meaning, the Rambam, who thinks that when you do need Eidei Kiyum, the Eidei Kiyum are validating and solemnizing, and, you know, they're the ones that inject the transcendent element, you know, so when it applies, it can't apply, you know, to a katan. Right? And again, that's Lashitaso also in Perikop Tess, Hilchos Mechira Halacha Tess, right, where he was saying, you know, that even though there aren't, you know, automatic, you don't need a dekium for, you know, Kinyan Sudar, but the fact that Kinyan Sudar, unlike any other Kinyan Mammon, you know, allows you to create a shtar, Dasa Mitzchayev. So, you know, that's the equivalent, you know, of Mi'idin Alamaisa, and therefore Kinyan Sudar doesn't apply to a Kata. But the Raivid, I think, will answer, you know, that his Shliach Halacha, this is something that Reb Chaim wonders about in the end of the piece we'll see in a moment, you know, the Rambam and the Raivid argue about Shliach LeKabbalah only or Shliach LeHalacha also. Does the Raivid think there's a difference between Shliach LeKabbalah and Shliach LeHalacha? Right? So, but Pashtus, you would think, nah. I mean, the Raivid doesn't have two halachos. The Raivid has one halacha. So then, either he holds that, you know, Shliach Kabbalah defines Shliach LeHalacha, or that Shliach LeHalacha, you know, maybe lightens the requirement in Shliach LeKabbalah. So we're like, okay, maybe I'm saying it in too complicated a way, but in the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is the Rambam, who thinks that you only require Edekiyum for Shliach LeKabbalah, because he, at least here, is applying a standard of Shliach LeKabbalah like he has in Ishus, thinks that, you know, Ein Me'idin Al Maisa Katan. And therefore, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. And the Raivid, if it's true that what he thinks is that, you know, the Edekiyum that we require in Tanai and in Shlichus, you know, maybe even in all of Gittin Vikidushin, not sure about that, but maybe very probably, is that of like, you know, almost like, more like the Rajba, like in Tzorech Birur, like the Xos. So for him, you know, is it, why would you say Ein Me'idin Almaisa Kata? Right? So it isn't just that they argue separately, they argue Lashitasa. That's what I would suggest. Here, in the first presentation and in the end of Hilchos Yibum, he doesn't say that, but he kind of gets close to that in the end. Okay, so let me make a couple of other hours. There was a question? Gabe had a question? No. Good. Okay. Yeah.
Does Rebbe think that the Rambam agrees with the Rebbe Nitama and Abdallah then?
I do accept that, again, as I've said in the past, on the actual Gerushin part, I still think it's a little more complicated. But like, and part of what I've been saying is that I think that the Rambam omits Ksav Yado and Erech Hasima in Hilchos Ishus precisely because they don't qualify for the Edekiyum that he thinks are required. But they would qualify if the Nimuk in Hilchos Gerushin, to whatever extent that applies, that part of it, whether it's expanding it or it's all there is in Gerushin, that I'm not sure. That's why I was suggesting different formulations. But to the extent that, you know, it's tied to that Nimuk should apply to Eidei Chasima. Absolutely. And you see that both from Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel / Tezayin, and from Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Beis, where he has the Nimuk again, and he's saying, you know, you're going to have a problem if you don't have any chasim. But if you have any chasim, you're not going to have a problem. Right? So that's exactly what I think.
So in the end, only the Ran is like the clearest?
No. Well, first of all, the Ran, I think, is an open question.
Yeah,
because
no,
the Ran, because of the virtuality even working, if that's what he means, unless he doesn't mean that,
right.
And that he means also like, you know,
right.
Kind of like the Rajba. As I say, the Ran, I like certain lines of the Ran. They really sound to me like he's struggling to say, you know, the virtual idea. But, you know, it's hard, and what I've been trying to say all year is that, and I'll see it again in Reb Chaim, is that the, you know, it's fascinating the way that it was taken, you know.
Right.
Everybody's claiming the Ran for themselves. And they can do that, A, because objectively the Shita is open to that, is conducive to that. And even the language is, in a way, conducive to that. Because when we discussed it, we noted like there's some almost like perfect Reb Chaim kind of language, but there's also, you know, some Nesivos language or some Ksos language, you know, anachronistically, obviously, right? So I think that is interesting. And Reb Chaim kind of makes reference to it here, too, as we'll see in a moment. So that's what I think on that point.
So we don't, yeah, I was just wondering if there's anyone that we have.
Oh, no, and the Rajba. I mean, Batzorik Bila?
No, opposite that.
Oh,
the Nesima can act like Reb Chaim did it here.
Right, so maybe I see what you're saying. So maybe the Ran, and again, it may be in Gittin for the Rambam on the Geirush on the Das and the Schaya part, but you'd still need the rest of it, you know, for the rest of the part.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That would be a way of like splitting it up, which I think makes sense because you still have to address the Chumrah of like you know Pechetesi, you know she's Asura LaOlam. Today in Muteras Hashuk tomorrow, you know. So even if this works as Eidei Kiyum, like does it work as Eidei Birur? The answer is yes. That not Batoras. I mean, two things are happening at the same time. That's what's kind of, you know. Number one, they're there. They're witnessing the Davar Hamagaresh, and maybe that's the Kiyum part, you know. And they're Eidei, not virtual Eidim on that. They're actual Eidim on that. And then they're also Eidei Raya. You know, to the you know to you know to accomplish the other thing that you need dafka and geirushin is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Okay. So again, just I wanted to read a couple of the show notes here because I think that they are very interesting. So this is how Reb Chaim starts when he addresses the Hilchos Ishus question. So he has some interesting lines that I just wanted to read. Yeah. So he quotes, first of all, it's interesting, he quotes the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalid, Baal Omer LeBikadon V'Shlish Omer LeGerushin. He gives a lot of credence to the Rishonim who think that that issue is also about Shliach LeHolacha. Kvar Nechlekor Rishonim, Im Koyal Shliach LeKabbalah or Shliach LeHolacha, the Kaimelon, you know, Kirav Chizda, the Shalish Neman. Im Kain Lahanach Rishonim Mefarshim B'Kayal Shliach LaOlachar Mevuar Dezesh Aget Yotzim B'Tachas Yado Havochacha Gmura Shabal Aso Shliach LaOlachar. He equates Gita Mochiach Alav and the Shalish being Neman. Af B'Makom Shabal Makisho B'Kain Ochicho Rishonim Yisod Hachdina D'Befanei Nachtam. Just how we got into this. The Takin Rabbanan Keched Di I Asi Baal Ma'ar Lo Mishkachinam Bei. But I just wanted to point out that number one, again, when the Rav in his Osius Nixon Masiros piece, you know, thinks that the Shalish being Neman, you know, because Hahemne is Dafka not Midin Gito Mochiachala, that's like a separate Nemanus, and he equates actually the Shliach, you know, in Shliach LeKabbala, we don't say Gito Mochiachala. Right? The question is, why is that? We don't say it for the Rambam for sure, we don't even say it for the Raida. Right. So as I say, there could be a technical reason, and that is that you know the Shliach LeKabbalah, you know his you know it's Keharifayim, so he's no longer as a shame Shliach LeKabbalah. That's kind of what the Rav was suggesting also in his presentation. It also could just be that because Shliach LeKabbalah certainly for the Rambam requires more of a real Eidei Kiyum, so of course that's not going to work. Right? For the same reason that it's you know not. The equivalent with regard to Shliach LaOlacha. But either way, you know, the Rav compares Shliach LaKabbalah to Hohemne, because that's what the Pashtus of the Gemara of the Samach Dalid, the Machlokas, you know, with Rav Chizda, Hohemne, is with Shliach LaKabbalah. So even though Reb Chaim is correct that there are some Rishonim who say that it applies also to Shliach LaHolacha, Bali Tosas, etc., but if you look at Rashi and if you look at the Rambam, in Perikin Beis, Hilchos Geirushin, he only applies it to Shliach LaKabbalah. So I just think it's very curious and interesting that Reb Chaim is saying, oh, but you know there are Rishonim who say it, even though it's not the Rambam, you know, he doesn't tell you that, but he's assuming like that isn't the Machlokas. So you see there's this expansive, you know, definition of Gita Mochiach, you know, even for Shliach LaHolacha, because in the Mishnah, it's just about who's Neman. It's not about a dispute, you know, regarding Shlichos, the Mishnah and Chav Gimel. The Sugya Daf Samach Dalid is where you actually have a debate between the Baal. You know, the Baal basically says, you know, don't listen to the Shliach. So, you know, that becomes crucial. But is that really talking about Shliach LaHalacha? Not according to Rashi and not according to the Rambam. So because it is for other Rishonim doesn't mean that it is for them. Right? So I just think it's very curious, and especially since the Rav presented this as more of a, no, even the Shliach LaKabbalah, that's Hohemne, that's a special din, Hohemne. We'll talk more about that. But anyways, but his ideas, Nir Mizeh, the Gama Rambam, Moded, the Get Mochiach, Shu Shliach LaGerishin, Shalagerishin, Nimsar Getlo, in Kain Tzorachim, Eich Mebi Arambam, Mishliach Aget, the Shliach LaHolacha, Ein Tzorach Edim. Again, this is all based on Vahacha Get Mochiach, his assumption that Gita Mochiach for the Rambam means that it's Midin Edus Shebishtar, which, as I said, I think is questionable. So my answer to this would be, yeah, but the Rambam is going to tell you that's kind of a biror, that's Tzorach biror. Even if it's Edus, it might be Betoras Tzorach biror. But, you know, for the Rambam, who requires real Eide Kiyum, you know, Gita Mochiach isn't going to help necessarily because, you know, there's no presence. Moreover, you know, the Shliach might be excluded from the Ikar Kor Haggadah. So that second point, Reb Chaim Vesey, V'ikalameimar mishum deb'inan dafka edim velo shari ochakos, he ends up suggesting for the Rambam that, you know, Gita Mochiach is just a riot studies. But here's the point I wanted to just bring to your attention. So here is a great little vignette in our whole Resh Lakish discussion. You know, again, the Edom didn't see anything. You know, so necessarily. So is it always just a Hochacha B'Yalma? So he starts off, you know, kind of, you know, writing as if, you know, anything that the Edom didn't actually experience is just Hochacha B'Yalma. He says, "Dare gam beguf hagerushin v'hakidushin hamahani shar hochachos." What? Like you're reading and saying, "What does that mean?" You need Eide Kiyum for that, right? It's least for kiddushin. Ukimo de mahani Eide chasima below Eide mesira ladas harambam perik aleph hilchos gerushin. The gam get shurak biksaviado gam kein mahani below masru beedim. I'm going to go quicker. Behind the mishum da get mochiach. So it's shocking that initially he presents Gita Mochiach as if it's not really Eidus, right? And he tries to, you know, illustrate it by the effectiveness of Eide Chasima and Ksaviado, you know, who didn't see anything. That's shocking. Now, again, he's going to have to obviously do an about-face on that. Otherwise, every, you know, the whole... You know, everything's going to collapse. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. It's a very interesting window, since this is what we've been spending so much time on this year. V'im kein are gam b'shliach haget mochiach. Right? But then, v'kashal ha-rambam shevim b'shliach haget l'inanedim kivin d'hach are get mochiach. So the Rambam and, you know, the Ravid is right. Even the Rambam agrees a get mochiach. V'asher nira pashut bazeh. So again, my answer would be, first, I wouldn't have brought, you know, Ksavyad and Eide Chasima. They're much more than Gita Mochiach. Gita Mochiach is just on the Shliach and so on. But, yeah. So, again, first, initially writes, Vashenir Pashut Bazeh, the Ramam Sfirle Deneid Kaksav Mochiach Shabala. So, Shliach, Avalein Ze Elaho Chacha Bialma. Velamahani Zose Livrure Milsa. So Emes came, to Shliach LeGerushin. Right? Because La Mahani Elim Nema the Shliach Shaso Beno LeBein Atzmo Gam Kain Hashlichus Kayemes Oz Mahani Alchacha Saksav LeVarer Shul Shliach LeGerushin. Avelim Nema the Shlichus Shul Gerushin Dina Ki Gerushin Atzmo De Below Edom Hashlichus Betelo Binan Edom LeKiyume Milsa the Shlichus Oz Binan Davka Edom. Right? O Davar Sheish Bo Nemanus Midivrei Torah. Velo hochacha bi'alma. So that part I think is fine, but I just would have said it a little bit differently, and that is, it isn't hochacha bi'alma, it's also edus, it's just not ede, it's kind of what he's saying, it's just not ede kiyum, it's ede birur. Right? But that's not good enough for the Rambam, because the Rambam whole point is that he only requires you know, or is he only talking about the requirement of Edekiyam? What he's not saying yet, and doesn't ever say completely, is and the Ravid. So again, my take on the Ravid is the Ravid says that's all you need, that's all the Edekiyam that you need for Shliach, is the kind of Gita Mochiach Tzorech Biur. But that's all you need in Shliach HaKabbalah too. Right? And that's the reason why there's no din of, you know, Ein Me'idin Al Maisa Katan, and that's why you need the regular reason of, you know, there's no Shlichos, you know, for a Ketana. Okay, but that he doesn't say. But then he has to circle back. This is also just what I wanted to read. The Eina Dome Leget Shemaster Liada Isha Beloyed Mesir, because he basically set himself up. He says, for example, it's, you know, Hochacha B'Alma, it's not really Edekiyam. The examples that he gave were Ksavyad and Edechasima on the Geirushin. But you can't leave that because then, again, the whole structure falls apart. So that's why, without, you know, kind of announcing it, he adds, the Eina Domev is like saying, oh, remember what I said before? Forget about that. You know, but why forget about it? And this is a crucial formulation. The Eina Domev Leget Shemasur Liyad Ha'isha Below Eidin Nesira Dimahani Ladas HaRambam Beperek Aleph Hilchos Geirushin, which he mentioned before too, but now it's like it's a problem, because if the Rambam is telling you, right, that Gito Mochiach is not good enough for what you need Edekiyum for, don't you need Edekiyum, you know, for Geirushin? Right. So again, I might have said that maybe in Geirushin, you know, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, maybe you don't. You know, but he doesn't want to say that. So, what does he have to say? The Hasa Mashtar Gufe made al zeh shebo liyada isha. Even though it's virtual, why? And this is again a little bit like the Ran. De ikaro shel shtar shehabal nosno la umegarsha v'alkein shapir mikri reiyas shtar de mahani midivrei Torah. So again, I'm sorry to take so much time with this, but it's just important, you know, since this is, you know, these are the yesodos of what we're talking about. Basically, what he's saying is that the shtar, the core of the shtar is about this story. And therefore, as far as this story is concerned, that, I would just add, that's what the blank check of Das Mishai of Edos, if it's not about this, it's about nothing. So it circles back to the question of, you know, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is going to apply to the core things. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to apply to the more, you know, elective, you know, things. So again, you don't need to be Mamana a Shliach. You know, not Halacha, not Kabbalah, when you give a get or a Kiddushin. You know, but if you're writing a shtar kiddushin or a shtar geirushin, you know, then whatever accomplishment, it's working backwards. It's a reconstruction. So we have this in a Reish Lakish. It works midin edus. It's a blank check of das and mischayev. Like, what does it apply to? If it's not going to apply to the core story, it's not going to apply to anything. So as far as the core, even though initially he presented Gita Mokiach, you know, they're not really there. They don't really know anything. As Gavras, they don't know anything about the Shliach. They don't know anything about the Geirushin. But he had to circle back on that. That's what I wanted to bring you to. Masha'enken, le'inin ha'shlichus, ein ba'ashtar me'uma mizeh, v'lohava rak hochacha bi'alma, v'ze'in ha'mo'il rak livrurei milso, v'lo l'kiyume milso. Right? Duma zeh matzanu gabi arkos, that already also is very controversial. Ashtar Matana is, you know, we say it's a chaspa bialma, even though we know it took place, because it's not a shvuye shtara. He's comparing to, you know, the requirements of Edekiyum. So this is a very important formulation. Here's an example where Reb Chaim is basically saying, even though factually, right, there's no greater or lesser compelling reason to, you know, to know that there was, you know, a Geirushin than to know that there was a Shliach, frankly. Meaning in both cases, there was no physical Re'iyah from the Edim. But the legal difference between the factor of, you know, the gerushin, you know, being done in a minimally acceptable, proper way, and, you know, the extra credit, if you want, or the elective part. Oh, it was done with a shliach. He was probably nimna, you know, properly, etc., etc. That's what's koveya legabe Reish Lakish, which opens up the sugya that we're also discussing right now. Again, like, what is core and what is not? You know, and if something can be too core, then maybe it's a catch 22. You know, that makes it the corest, if you could say that. You know, but it also makes it the most, you know, circular. You know, its chorusness and its circulousness, you know, or circulism, you know, are, they come from the same place. So it's an example in our sugya, which we're going to get back to in a couple of minutes, hopefully, which is like, kiyum shtoris doraisa, when do you have it? You know, when will either irabal or edim, you know, if it works for this, will it kol shekein work for that or only work for this? Or if it doesn't work for that, will it kol shekein not work for something else or dafka will? That becomes a trickier question. Okay. Then comes another breakthrough in Reb Chaim that I wanted to point out very quickly, and that is he then is troubled by Gittin Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. So what troubles him in Gittin Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is that it seems, again, I don't think this is a foolproof raya, but it seems from there that when it comes to Minui Shliach, at least, that you could get away with Eidus Miuchedes according to, according to Rav Yeshua ben Karka. So, Akiva, what is that? What does that mean? So, basically, what you have is eight echads, two eight echads. So, that troubles Rav Chaim to no end. He says, listen, according to the Raibin, this is now in the Raibin, right? So, in the Rambam, basically, he's saying is that the Rambam requires real eight ekiyum. You know, these other things are either hochacha bialma. He seems to oscillate back and forth, calling them ede birur or hochacha bialma. But okay, I would have said that there may be even tzorech birur. You know, fine. And that, again, my explanation for tes lamed beis and this again dichotomy of hilchos ishus and hilchos gerushin. That's fine. But as far as the Raibin is concerned, he's, you know, initially still holding on to the idea that the Raibin also requires Eidei Kiyum in the same way that the Rambam does. Just that he expands it also to, Shliach LaHolacha of Gittin and of Kiddushin, right? So then for the Raibin, Gita Mochiach would mean, at this point, real Eidei Kiyum, not just Eidei Birur. In other words, the Rambam agrees with Gita Mochiach Allah, which I'm not sure about at all, but even if he does, it's Birur. But for the Raibin, you know, since he's saying that it's equated, it's all kiyum. But if it's all kiyum, how could you have edus miuchedes? Right? Even though Shub and Karcha gives, you know, validity to it, it's miuchedes, but that's not edi kiyum. Right? That's the line here. Right? Ulefizan, hare ein bo rakdin edachot be'etzam agerushin, because of the minui. Okay, sagi beidusa ba'atzmo al minuyo de kol moil le'etzam agerushin sagi b'haki b'chein moil zos gam le'etzam k'siva saget kiven de kol echad rak din eid echad u'bishas k'siva noge le'gerushin lo yitzarfu b'tiedus shleima b'tzarech agerushin akor k'sagi b'haki kiven al kaponim yesh edus k'roi al kol ma'isa agerushin. So this is like, you know, a huge problem. But of course, two things to say here. Number one, we spent some time when we were talking about Eidei Kiyum discussing maybe Eidus Miuchedes would work. Right? That was our discussion of the Tosefta, the Ran on Ein Gimel of Deis, the Rajba on Pei Aleph, the Tshuvas or Haravya. Right? Maybe it does work. And what about Eidus Umdana? So again, if you take a Tzorech Birur approach, you know, then it isn't so bad at all. You know, the Eidus Miuchedes, it's not so clear, but it's, you could certainly live with it. You have to live with it because some Rishonim are living with it. I mean, the Ran is living with it in principle, not in fact. I mean, the Ran, just to remind everybody, we said, like, you're not going to have Eidus Miuchedes, Why? I give a why? Because it's Dina Nefasho. It's the equivalent of Dina Nefasho. It's not Dina Mamonas. But he should have just said, because there's no Enikiyam, which is kind of ironically what the Rajma said, even though he's the Torah Biru. Because even from a Torah Biru point of view, it's still two Eidachos, but whatever. And then the Rabbi actually said, no, it'll work. It's just the Chashash that won't work. That's really shocking. So this idea that like it's impossible to have Enikiyam, you know, Be'edus Miuchet, but he's right, you can't have Enikiyam of Rabbi. You can't have Reb Chaim's type of Eidei Kiyum, that's for sure. But whoever said that the Ravid, you know, requires Reb Chaim's type of Eidei Kiyum, or the Raz type of Eidei Kiyum, right? First of all, the Ravid was before, you know, the Ra'ah. He was even before Reb Chaim. Anyway, so So it's like, you know, I'll skip that. Okay. We'll save that for Ashkaf. So, but what he ends up saying is something very close to, you know, to what I'm suggesting, although not exactly like it. So, Lefize Nira, Dafilo Das Haravid, Desfir Le Shlichos Haget Tzarech Edim Lekiyume Milsa, Velo Rak Livrure Milsa, Ubelo Edim Haget Batel, Mikomokum Koze Urak Lemaisa Hagerushin, Velola Etzem Maisa Hashlichos. So there are two points here that I thought that were really interesting. First of all, this distinction is very important and very typical of Reb Chaim's thinking, meaning, let's say, Tanai requires Edekiyim according to the Ravid. Shlichos requires Edekiyim according to the Ravid. That's because, you know, the components themselves, you know, achieve this standard, or they have this kind of stature that they require Edekiyim. So, for example, what I'm saying about like shliach, you know, le kabbalah begitin is something a lot. What I'm saying is that's a din, not only in gerushin, but in the shliach le kabbalah of gerushin, even more particularly. Okay, but what Reb Chaim is saying is, no, these aren't dinim in shlichos, or he could have said the same thing in tanai. You know, it's the same din tanai, it's the same din shlichos. It's the fact that they affect, or are in the context of gitin and kiddushin. It's the framework or the application or the impact on. Not, but you could have said differently. You could have said, you know, and like I said, in one of two ways. Shliach LeKabbalah, you could certainly say, is just totally different. Even if you want to say that it's the framework, but, you know, then it becomes also a question, as I said before, like you could have a generic institutional, you know, application within a framework that doesn't change per se. In other words, say it more concretely, shlichos begerushin, shlichos bekiddushin is shluchos sholim kibos. So it's kind of what the Rambam is trying to say, you know, as applied to these categories. Or no, maybe there's, you know, maybe it gets stamped, you know, the imprimatur of gittin and kiddushin attaches itself to maybe the, you know, the goal, you know, in this case, you know, it's a chalos, shlichos shel kiddushin, shlichos shel gerushin. How din klali or how din prati is it, and what's koveya that? So Reb Chaim says these are all dinim klalium and their applications. Oh, so if that's the case, basically what he's suggesting. But so why do you need any kiyum? I mean, the Rambam's basically saying the Ravid will agree with the Rambam. It's shluchos sholim kamoso, but since it's a shluchos sholim kamoso that affects gittin v'kiddushin, so betor that effect, right? You know, you need something Edekiyum, but then there's like kind of like a middle, you know, a middling, you know, like a no man's land, like an ambiguity, you know, where, you know, there are things you need Edekiyum for, betoras themselves, like the Maisa Gerushim and the Maisa Kiddushin. Then there are things that you need Edekiyum for by virtue of the framework, even if there's no chalos or if the character of it itself doesn't require Edekiyum. And the nafkamina will be, do you really need like the same standard of Edekiyum? Or you can get away with effectiveness, things that give you a vadai, confidence, you know, that they happened. So I think he works very hard on this. Like, basically what I wanted to say to begin with, this is kind of similar to what I wanted to say, which is that, except that what I'm saying is across the board, maybe in the Ravid as well, but certainly on this part, meaning What you need here is Tzorach Birur. He's not saying that exactly. What he's saying is, you need real Kiyum in the Maisa Gerushin and the Maisa Kiddushin. And since these things affect it, so you need, you know, Vadai Birur, you know, that will then be associated, you know, with the Kiyum and the Maisa. That's what these words mean. Vimteya Edus HaMo'eles Begufa Gerushin L'Kiyumi Milsa, right? Ula etzem ashlichus ba'atzma lo toil rak livrure milsa te ashlichus kayemes. Ukumahoche besugi de mahani edus miuchet. That's how edus miuchetis can work with shlichus. Mishum din et starfu yachad edus hagen. As long as on the beerer level you have confidence that the shlichus, you know, is established, you know, so then, you know, that's good enough. Then it's included in the Eidei Kiyum, you know, on the Maisa. I would have said, this is what the Rambam exactly says in Perek Tes Halacha Lamed Beis. This is what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. And that the Ravid thinks maybe that's what all Eidei Kiyum is. Or at least, if there are two levels, everything. I just think it's an easier way to explain the whole thing. But it ends up being very similar. Ulefizeh, mevuar heitev svaris haravid meshekasa deshliach below Eidim eina moil. Hashliach haget kosher below Eidim. That's where it comes back to it. Kvar kasavno zeh da Rambam, so ve dezeh shaget mochiach ena mo le kiyume, right? Avarako chacha bialma. Omeata, yivor heitev, gam svaras arrived. The koze urak le inan etzem maisa hashlichos. Avalinen sheneida, shebo haget miyad abal yad ha'isha kedin, bezeh havishtar raya gemura midin shtaros, meaning raya. But that's still called Eidei Kiyum. But Odio, sir, now yes, he plays with the formulations of it. I'll get to that in just a second. So this, I think it's very ironic. You know, he started off by basically saying, you know, about Gita Mokhiach, that even Gerushin and even Kiddushin, you know, Biksavyad, Ube Eidei Chasima, really are only Birur. You know, then he had to, you know, without, you know, kind of announcing it so much, in a very, you know, kind of non sequitur kind of a transition, says, oh, but of course, since they're the core story, that, you know, that's virtual Eidei Kiyum. And he believes in virtual Eidei Kiyum here, on that. But, you know, now he's come kind of full circle to saying that even the Ravids, you know, Eidei Kiyum are kind of that Eidei Birur. The Odio ser da'ivei zeshem buchach shu shliach nizbarer de'iyu gufei hu habal u'shlucho shodim kemoso u'memela ikeraya sashtar shabo aget liyada isha kedin. That's also an important point, meaning once the Birur, the Gita Mochiach, establishes on a Birur level, I mean, you have Vadai confidence that this isn't a faker, but he's a real, authentic Shliach. So then, as the Shliach, right, and let's say you have that through Eidus Miuchedes, okay, but once you have that through Eidus Miuchedes and Shlucho Shalom's Kemoso, then you're the Balashtar, and as the Balashtar, you get to invoke the Eidus Shebishtar about yourself, or about your authenticity, or about not questioning your authenticity either. So that's like the next level. You know, you start off by thinking each piece needs Ra'ah type Eidei Kiyum. And now we're saying, no, you need that for the Maisa Gerushin and the Maisa Kiddushin. But, you know, things that are going to be Ma'akev you, we need to have Vadai, you know, confidence about them. Whatever gives you Vadai confidence about them, that's good enough, you know, to satisfy the bigger Eidei Kiyum idea, which I just think would be better if you explained, you know, the guaranteed Eidei Birur idea. And then he's saying, and not only that, but once you have that, then you get to kind of invoke real Eidei Kiyum, Betoras, the Balashtar, as well. Okay. So then he circles around, and this we're going to stop, when he's formulating these things back and forth, Ein sham edus miuchedes rak edechot bovad. He's still troubled by it. So he says, va'od the eshlomar the kivin shashtar kasha. This is the end of the paragraph before lefizeh. Says va'od. One second. Achein gufas far niras nechona b'das arayvid. Va'od yeshlomar kivin dashtar kasher. Imkena nimtza the afagav the maisa shlichus hanesina uminia shlichas hoisa below edim avala shlichus ba'atzma harayesh ima raya sashtar v'nimtza the asan shluchim al davar sheyesh bo raya shtar aletzam agerushin ba'shlichus. So again, I just wanted to point out that is, where's Josh? He left? Josh ran out? Okay, that is where the Reb Chaim. Oh, there he is. Okay, that's where Reb Chaim speaks the language of the Ran. Okay, this line here. I'll gonna say it one more time, just for Josh. The Maisa Shlichus Hanasino Minu Shlichus Hoisa Below Edim. Yes and no. No, in fact, Avol Shlichus Baatzma Hare Yesh Ima Raya Hashtar. Now the Edim aren't Edim on the Minu Shlichus. But the Minu Shlichus has Rayas Hashtar, V'nimsa Dasan Shluchim Al Davar Sheyesh Bo Rayas Hashtar Aletzam Agerushin Bashlichus. Okay, my speculation is that this is like a redoing. This is basically co-opting the language of the Ran and Hamagarish. Okay, meaning they're not Edim to witness the Mesira, but they're Mitzuraf to the Mesira, and therefore they're called Edim Mesira. So the Edim here are, because they're Edim on the Shtar, and the Shtar requires Shlichus, you know, to be true, and the Shlichus is anyway something we can count on, so then there's Raya on the Shlichus. Very subtle formula. V'yeshomer d'mahani gam b'kai gavno das harayvet v'nachanami d'ayri b'lo mina osam b'fnei Edim acherim. The double zet tzarchiyim. Oh, if he's there, nearer the b'shliach leKabbalah, the shom vaday ha'edim heim lekiyum emilsa ubalav achilom moel ha'shlichos klal kimavur b'divram sheivenu. So this is where he discusses. And what about the shliach leKabbalah? So far, he's been talking about shliach leHolacha. What about shliach leKabbalah? What do they require? So he starts off saying, yeah, but shliach leKabbalah, they require real ra'ah type, you know, edei kiyum, right? So this is where it kind of finally gets to this point. Avalakati Shlomar dezet talui pluktas Rambam ve'arayvet sheveinu. Dari gam b'shliach leKabbalah tzorech edim who rak mishum debalav akim bichsar edus on bichsasin and me'agerishin. V'im kein ledas harayvid hu kamo shliach leHolacha. This is where you get to the ironic end, which is what I was starting with, which was that, you know, instead of saying, oh, the Ravid is machmir for shliach, you know, edekiyum, and the Rambam is mekel, which is on some level true, if you're talking about how many, you know, how many ingredients require edekiyum or not. The answer is the Ravid is expansive, and the Rambam is restrictive. But now what he's saying in the end of the piece is that actually, you know, the quantitative expansiveness also reflects a qualitative, you know, expansiveness, which you know dilutes, you know, the purest Reb Chaim type edekiyum. So what he's saying is actually the Ravid is machmir over the Rambam in requiring edekiyum for shliach leHolacha and get to the kiddushin, where the Rambam doesn't, but the Rambam is machmir on what edekiyum actually mean. You know, and therefore in Shliach leKabbalah, the rigor of his, you know, edekiyum is greater than that of the Ravid. Right? That's what he says. Avalakati Yeshom Tzob Tolib Plunkus Rama VeRavid Tari Gam B'Shliach leKabbalah Tzarech Edim Urak Mishim D'Blav Haki Mechsar V'Imkei L'Das HaRavid U'Kamo Shliach leHolacha. I'm skipping. L'Das HaRambam D'Sover D'Imach Havam Rino D'Shliach HaLacha Tzarech Edim L'Kiyum Emilsa Lo Havam Mahani Ochokas Hagad. Kiven dal etzem maisa shlichus leka rak biror al kochach loya ma'ani rayas aget imach bina nedim lekiume milsa mishum v'kiven dal kiyum al yidei maisa shlichus tzorech liyosa edus mekiyemes bedavar v'maisa shlichus al keno chiyach arama mehoa de ma'ani rayas aget d'shema minad d'shliach lo lach ein tzor ket klal l'kiyume. V'im kein b'shliach l'kabala l'kiyume milso b'lav ochi enu mugureshes tzor ch liyosa edus gamal etzem maisa shlichus shal kabala. So that's where he finally comes back to what he started with. Even though, again, in Nichos Yibum, he was basically saying, oh, there's a separate machokas, Rambam and Ravid, whether or not you can, when you need Eide Kiyum, you know, whether you can have that, you know, Eidus Alaktana for Eide Kiyum. And that's what he started off with here as well. This is, some people don't, most people don't get to the end of the piece. But at the end of the piece, what he's saying is, no, it's Lashitasam. Except that his Lashitasam, it's formulated a little bit differently. The more flexible definition of Eide Kiyum for the Ravid is one which in turn doesn't exclude it from katan. That's what he says in the end. Lefizari muvan hetev plutas ramam ravi b'taim b'deim idin ala katan. They are pshita de b'kom b'kom idin gam ala katan. Here he has some interesting things to say. Is it true in general that there's no edus ala katan? So he goes actually through a couple of mar makomos, you know, considering the possibility really that there's no ede birur on katan, including discussion of Ben Sora B'Sanhedrin, Samaches, Ben Sora Moreh, Kasha Ha'in Midal Maitza Al Katan. How can it be Ben Sora Moreh? Af Agav, the Sham, the MS is just an Agav interesting thing. B'Lav Achi Kasha, Echi Kablo Eidus Al Katan. Ein Mekabal Eidus Shalom B'Fnei Baldin, it's another halacha. Gamari Kaimelo, Demen Yachal Kabal Eidus Niftar. So he says, Tzor Klomar, the Sham Shaini, Kivin Debi'in Al Kaivo Gam Keshu Katan, the din of Ben Sora Morer, this is like a, you know, an interesting separate ha'ara. The Eidos isn't about onshim; it's about the shame, you know, Ben Sora Morer, because it's al shame sofa hunerag. Rotzomer shum hachav adina bialma. Shetzorich lahargo lo chiyuva shemitzchayiv, meaning a ben sora mora is not chayiv misa. He's nidon al shem sofo. So really, the edus is on, you know, his. I'm adding the gavra, which is also, by the way, why this is not our topic. But you know, arba tzrichin achraza. You know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin da peites that ben sora mora, you know, zaken mamre edim zomim mesis. Kulam Trichim Achraza, that's why the Torah uses the expression Ko Yisrael Yiru V'Yishmo B'lo Yizidun Od, or something close to that. So the Rabban says half of this in his Perush Al HaTorah, but not all of it. But I think the idea is that, you know, all these four cases, it's, you're focusing on the status of the individual, not on the Maisa Veira, you know, the onus that he gets, or the whatever we do with him, isn't a typical onesh. It's about who he is. Anyway, a kochel shaper mekablo nedus gam kishu katan. But he says, what about other cases? There's no such rule in general that ein mekablin edus ala katan. Chenor pshita afilo heka de meidim de edim heim lekiyume milsa gam ke mahani edus ala katan. Well, la raila is that this is also interesting. Megerushin, let's say you know yochel garish ishtoktana. What about Ein Mekabel and Eidus Alaktana? Afal Gav is also an interesting Hara. Tamagarish below Eidim Lohava Gerishin Klal. So Klomar, Shiny Gerishin, Kivin Nimiskareshis Balkarka, Lohava Maisa Dida Klal. The Eidus is on her fate, but the Eidus isn't on her action. So maybe that's the Pshat. Virat Vishlichos, the Eidim Lakiyume Milsa Shal Maisa Dida Ein Meidin Alaktana. Okay. But either way, according to the Ravid, Etzim Maisha Shlichus is Kayim below Edim. V'af B'Shlichus LeKabbalah, Mishum Delo Shaini, Mishlichus Nialma. And Lefizeh, Al Etzim Maisha Shlichus, you have Edi Birur. That's why the Ravid thinks, Al Tamash Al Rambam, Vildas Ravid, Lo Matinu, B'Shlichus Yu Edi Kiyom, Al Maisha Dida. But the Rambam holds that Edim are Mekayimim Etzem Maisa Shlichos Shel Kabbalah, Vim Kein Habi'inan Edim Lekiyume Maisik Tana, Ulefiyam Mavur, Leko Chacha, the Ravid Cholek Al Etzem Ach Din Din. Maybe the Ravid would agree with it too if there was. This isn't the Hecha Timsa. Okay, so that's what I wanted to point out. There are, as I say, number one, embedded in this Reb Chaim, but you have to read it you know, carefully, is this question of two types of edikium, not the way I'm saying it exactly, but you know, a little bit parallel to it, namely that there is like a very subtle interplay between, you know, a case where there's no suffek or where you have birur, and that becomes either included in, or then that becomes the basis for expanding even real edikium on it, different formulations that he has, how he treats even maisa gerushin, the question of the core versus more extraneous elements is a key thing, and his view of, you know, edus alakatan, and, you know, whether this is a separate argument or it's lishitasam, and flows from, you know, the nature of edikium in the different ways or not. So all of that is just to complete, you know, that part of it. And there are other, of course, of kinds that deal, including Gimel Dalet, as we discussed, and Hey Vav, and Eidos, and there's another piece in Ilchus Geirush and Perikid Beis, and a couple in Malva Belova, where he expands Dine Shtaros, and we'll be discussing that going forward. I don't know if we're going to discuss all those pieces, but these are, you know, part of the components that went into, like, developing, you know, this perspective on Reish Lakish. Okay, so we have a couple more minutes. So we started yesterday discussing the question of Kivshtar Soraisa Drabanan. So far we've discussed the fact that, number one, there are two sugyas in which Reish Lakish is mentioned. Our sugya here, Dav Gimel, regarding, you know, the fear of Mezuyah, and the other one about Kivin Shigachuv and Chozer Magid in Ksuvah Staf Yed Ches. The Ritva, you know, does us, you know, a great service by asking the question, you know, why. First of all, it's just fascinating that he, for some reason, I'm not quite sure where this comes from, he assumed, like, that the Ikar Reish Lakish, if there is an Ikar Reish Lakish, is Kivin Shigachuv and Chozer Magid. He's saying, oh, means you can't retract, you know, your testimony. What does that have to do, you know, with protecting against the core, you know, but, you know, critical claim of Mezuyah? Unless you say, you know, that we're dealing, you know, with a shtar, you know, she'ena mekuyam on daf yud ches on the base. And then what? It's a kind of like a migu or something? Also not so clear. Unless you say that, you know, like, how would you know that? Anyway, so the assumption of the Ritva is that the Ikar Din Reish Lakish has to do with Kivin Shigachuv and Chozer Magid, which has to do with the, you know, taking seriously, you know, the parallel of Eidos Bedrisha V'Chakira, which, as I say, said yesterday, is not a small matter, because Drisha V'Chakira sounds like a very serious process, and it should be a serious process because so much hangs in the balance, you know, in Eidos. So to say that, oh, this is the, you know, virtual equivalent of that, and it works, is anyways shocking. But once you say it, so then if the din in Eidos Alpez, Kivin Shigachuv V'Chozer Magid, whether that is because you have only one opportunity, I'm not going to go into this right now, like you're given one opportunity to give Eidos, you know, and therefore make it count, or the idea is more, you know, you gave Eidos, and, you know, when you gave the Eidos, it was, you know, niskabel, you know, as Eidos, and has a certain stature, and once that's the case, we just don't believe you, you know, to be chosen. Either way, we've closed the books, either because that Haggadah Seidus is your one chance, or because there's a certain stature and you know, a certain obstacle, you know, to overriding. There are only certain ways you can override Eidus once it's Niskabel, Akasha, Hazama, you know, maybe Baharo, you know, Baraglov, things like, or its equivalent. But whatever the reason, it's still, you know, very you know, mechudash for Reish Lakish to say that about Eidus Shabishtar, you know, that it is Kimisha Nechkara Eidusam, you know, Bebezdin. And as we discussed earlier in the year, I mean, would you say such a thing about, for those people who think that Adam Kosev, you know, Geras Bishtar, that you can send a deposition, you know, or, you know, would you, is that Shtar or is that a deposition? And Nafkamina, you know, would be, can you be Choser? are you in violation of Lausanne? You know, are you, you know, do you have to remember? You know, all these kind of things. So either way, what Reish Lakish says is formidable. But the Ritva assumed that, you know, that is the ikar of what Reish Lakish says. And like the Gemara is here is a second application. I don't know why he assumed that. So the first answer continues to assume that, you know, but assumes that, you know, well, the case, you know, doesn't, is not mechalek between Shtar Mekuyim and Shtar Sheinu Mekuyim, and therefore there's no reason, you know, to assume that you need a Shtar Mekuyim. And that's a din of Reish Lakish. I should add that, you know, the Ritva in his question is also, you know, a little bit downplaying, you know, the question of irabal, right? Because basically he's assuming that the issue of kim shtaras daraisa drabanan is about, you know, proceeding, you know, with kim shtaras. Not necessarily also about fending off, you know, an accusation of ziyuf, you know, if it happens to be made. Okay, anyways, the second answer of the Ritva, as we discussed, is more fundamental. There, the Ritva is basically saying that there's a unified theory or a common denominator, you know, between kimchi gitshuva d'chozer magid and the protection of ziyuf, or the absence d'oraisa of a requirement of kiyum, and that is, you know, the alimta edus, you know, bishtar. But, you know, instead of just leaving it at that, you know, certainly there's good reason to think, based on everything else that we've discussed, you know, that isn't just, you know, oh, it's stronger, doesn't, you know, and therefore, you know, it's all powerful. But the idea is, again, in the language itself, kemi shenechkor edus of the best, that whether it's through the umdana or the combination of umdana and especially edus, that would make it the most powerful. We really think that, you know, that combination of Dasa Mischayiv and Tfisa Sashlar and so on make this a Hagodas Eidus. So the Shtar is protected. And that's really where we are. So then the question is, okay, so that's the connection between the two sugyas. And either way, are there exceptions? Is there any case of Kiyum Shtaros Doraisa or not? And that's what we noted yesterday, that, you know, there are like two, you know, things to consider. One is that the Pashtus, you could have limited our Gemara and said that we're talking about a case of what you, we're talking about what you need going forward. Do you need to say Bafana Nechtam, Bafana Nechtam? Meaning, if the problem that the get is Eina Mekuyam, you know, and therefore it needs to be Mekuyam, and therefore you would think you need, you know, two Eidim, and then the Gemara is saying, no, you don't need two Eidim. You know, you could, a Shtar, Sheina Mekuyam is an acceptable Shtar. But if that's all, the Gemara is saying that it leaves an opening for Iror of various types. Now, then we have to weigh, you know, are all Irurim equal? Right? So there's Irabal, we'll talk about. Irur Shnayim Eidim, we'll talk about. What is the relationship between them? What are the, and even, you know, like Suffolk, Iror, that's the question of, what do we call that? Suffolk Iror? Ruben? One word? Binny? What would be the case of Suffolk? Avi? One word. One word. And as soon as you hear the word, you're going to be... What? No. Not Laz. Tanina. Right? Tanina. Yeah. Tanina means we don't know whether there was, you know, forgery or not, because the present Baal Davar is not in a position to know. In other words, if the Baal HaShtar is in a position to know, and he's not towing, we don't have to be, you know, bigger tzaddikim than him. Right? But let's say you're talking about Yorshim or Lokeach. Right? So they don't know the history they're basically dealing with the shtar that their father or that the mocher wrote. Now you're coming to be gova menachasim v'shubadim from the lokeach, let's say, or yorship, right? So let's say they don't have information. They weren't home that day. They were off on a trip with Rabbi Avram, you know, Ben Aram. So they weren't home. So, yeah. Do we say Tanina? Tanina means, you know, their silence doesn't prove anything. A. B, you know, even if it did, you know, that's, you know, usually the, you know, that's the job or the obligation of the Baal Dabar, you know, to advocate for himself. But, you know, Psach Picha Le'ilein. If you have somebody who's, you know, not capable of speaking for themselves because they just don't have the information, you know, will you say on their behalf, Taninan Mezuyaf? When do we say Taninan and when not? Right, that's an important question. So we have the Irabal, by extension, Besafek Taninan. That's the big Tosis. We have Tosis here, and there's a big Tosis in Ksuvis on Dab Tzadi Beis Amud Beis about that, and it's a big, big, massive discussion. We'll discuss it briefly. Okay, so there are levels of an attack against the shtar. What about, you know, the Baal, the Edim, and a kind of a Tanina? What about other cases where, you know, there, you know, are umdenaos, you know, that make, let's say you have a Shema Yechapa al Basa Choso, you know, type of situation, or things like that, where, you know, there's objective reason, like, to question, or at least to challenge, you know, the implications of silence. Okay? So what I'm trying to say is, you could take three positions on Kim Shtoros Doraisa Dorabanan. You could say that min haTorah, because of Reish Lakish, any attack on the shtar is defended by Edim. End of story. It doesn't matter who attacks, it doesn't matter the circumstances of the attack. You know, it... I'm talking about Mezuyif at the moment, and it's going to get more complicated in a minute. Right? Or you could take the opposite position. You could say all the Gemara says here, based on Reish Lakish, is that all things being equal, we don't require a kiyum as a prerequisite, you know, to move forward. A shtar's, you know, a veracity, you know, default, right, is not something that needs to be established. Right? Default, we apply the din of Reish Lakish. But any attack whatsoever that, you know, seems somewhat legitimate, obviously, not frivolous, coming from, you know, any kind of a legitimate source, you know, will trigger, you know, Kim Shtaris Doraisa, even with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is sufficiently mechudash, frankly, you know, that, you know, it's not shocking, you know, that there would be exceptions. And then the middle position is, you know, in principle, you know, Reish Lakish can be vulnerable, right? And the question is, you know, how much does it take? How compelling, you know, or what are the circumstances that allow for it? And here you can draw the line in one of the three places or more, the four that I just mentioned before, right? Either the Baal, the Edim, Taninan, you know, or what about, like, objective circumstances, you know, Shema Yechapa Basachoso type situations, or their equivalent, where there's more reason to think that, you know, there could be mezuyah, you know, etc. That's one kind of place. And then, of course, the other, you know, situation is now to throw into the mix the, you know, the core versus circular problem. Namely, what about not who and the nature of the claim against the shtar, but what about the kind of taina, right? Mezuyaf, Amana, you know, Edim Psulim, you know, never mind, you know, oh, it's a, the let's say it's you know, it's neutralized by some other you know, hezchaibus, you know, that's another potential claim, but more extraneous, and of course something which we discussed already, but that is part of this mix, shtar chabiyadi, my boy, you know, which is not about the core story, you know, to begin with. So here we have, and of course, another possible distinction. Is there a difference between, you know, types of shtaros, right? And particularly gittin and, you know, and shar shtaros. We discussed yesterday in the Rambam, Karzayin Alakabes. But also, in theory, you know, is there a difference, let's say, between, let's say, shtar kinyan, you know, and shtaraya, right? Where, you know, the shtaros, you know, function in such a very different way, so maybe the application of Reish Lakish is different, you know, as well. Okay, so these are open questions. In the Gemara itself, as I say, we're only talking initially about proactively requiring, you know, kiyum. That, the Gemara says, is kiyum shtaros derabban. But that also has to be, I guess we'll stop in a minute, weighed, but at least we're outlining what the problems are. That has to be, you know, weighed against the Gemara later on Bav Mabes, which seems to say, at least in the case of Irur Habal, right, that if there is an Irur Habal, but you said Befanai Nechta, Befanai Nechtam, right, that inoculates you, you know, from the problem. Okay, so again, if it were not for that Gemara, right, there, you know, it would be easier to say, you know, what Rabbi Avigdor, you know, and those who accept his Shita, or what the Rambam at least says, at least about Gerushin, namely that there are cases where Kiyum Shtaros is going to be Daraisa, even though we paskin like Reish Lakish, you know, to say like Rabbi Avigdor, right, you know, oh, the Gemara is a case of Beli Akasha. But once the Gemara says that even in a case of Hakhasha, Bafaninechtam, you know, is able to withstand or to solve the problem, even though Bafaninechtam is only justified based on Kim Shtaros being Durabanan, right? That seems to be a big problem. So again, it's interesting that I think the Or Zarua is the first one to really raise the question. In that way, unless you say somehow that even though b'fanei nechtam's, you know, nemanus, you know, is based on the principle of kim shtaros, you know, being derabana, that's why they were metakein, that's why they were metakein proactively, etc. But once they were metakein, that creates a certain kind of reality, right, which engenders, like, its own additional raya, which passes the threshold of being able to solve a Doraisa problem. Which is kind of what, that's an interesting phenomenon. In other words, what would have been the Doraisa, you know, all things being equal, before any kind of intervention of the Chachamim, right? But once the Chachamim intervened, you know, for whatever reason they did, can that in turn ever, right, generate like a new reality, a new halachic, you know, source of raya or whatever, you know, can that, you know, change the equation and thereby impact even on a Daraisa level? And that's an interesting phenomenon, and that may be what we're encountering here. So that's the structure of what we need to do. That's what we're going to, you know, take up tomorrow. Gabe had a question first. Yeah. I mean, you could read it that way for sure. Yeah. But that's to explain that might help you for the Vavmud Bade's problem, which I think is where you're getting at. That might end up helping you on a Doraisa level, but it was introduced it was introduced to solve the balance problem. Like, are you doing me a favor, or are you making my life worse? Like, are you being mekel mishum aguna, or are you end up being machmir mishum aguna? Because, so then the Gemara says, no, we're doing you a good turn. Namely, the medek dayek in the long term is going to neutralize the downside of the kula, and therefore this drabanan is helpful. But the question is, can you take, if this is what you're asking, can you take that medek dayek, which is introduced in the Gemara in a very specific way, right, in a very pointed way, to solve the problem of, on a drabanan level, a policy question, like when you lower standards, mishum aguna, are you actually, are you actually making things better or things worse, which I've talked about, right, on a policy level? That's how the Gemara introduces it. Can you take that line and say, well, in the end of the day, because of the Medag diet that he needs to say, the reason that we introduce and the reason that it's a good takana, not a superficially good one, but a deeper, counterproductive takana, is because of Medag diet. But is it also true that once there's a Medag diet because of this process, that pushes you over the top and gives you some namanas daraisa as well? That is how the Pnei Yeshua and Vav Mebeis solves this problem. Pnei Yeshua and Vav Mebeis asks this question. He says, what will you say for the people who think that there is, in certain cases, Kiyum Shtaros Doraisa? How will Bifanei Nachtam solve that problem, given that the Gemara says that the only reason that it works, Be'ed Echad, is because the whole thing is a Din Drabanan. Now, it's not a Din Drabanan. It still seems to be working. Pnei Yeshua says, the Medag Dayak that was generated as a consequence of the Takana, which was made purely for the Drabanan, ended up establishing, something, that has Doraisa impact. There are people who complain on that basis, Eidachot B'Misa Sabal, in Sugya Nivamos, and Isha Rabba as well. Right, now the Gemara says Daisha Daiko Minsava. Right, so that's a massive. What does that mean? So some people say, oh no, it's Afkina Rabbanon the Kiddusha. Now people say about this also that it's Afkina Rabbanon the Kiddusha, meaning that it's a Din Rabbanon, but there it goes there that it should work. It's okay or whatever. Right, but there are some people explain that's what it means Isha Daiko Minsava, namely, what might have been the Doraisa. If there weren't all these, considerations is one thing. Once the drabanans were implemented, right, lemaisa, that creates, different, mashal l'madavar doma, if you want another mashal, but it's a very different kind of mashal, but just phenomenologically, at least, it's somewhat parallel, right? They have this famous discussion, are shvusim, let's say, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, are they dorais or drabanan? Right. So everybody's familiar the conflicting evidence in some Gemaras and in the Mechilta and the Medrash Halacha and the discussion of the Ramban, in Parshas Emor. So famously, the Ramban says that Shvusim Derabanan, violate the Kiyum Doraisa of Shvisa V'Shabbos and Shvisa V'Yom. Right, so the question is, what does that really mean? No, he explains what it means. And then he gives himself, the Ashikoach. He says, because technically you could have, Shmira Shabbos, the Malachos, and you could have, a total Yom Chol, because your business could be open, you just keep the things to Shvusim, and you'll have a... But then some people say, yeah, okay, great, that's a perfect explanation. But what does that have to do with Shvusim? Meaning... Is that because of Shvusim? Or, some people interpret the Ramban, maybe, say. It doesn't really mean Shvusim. It means the thing that the Shvusim... For the same reason the Chachamim targeted these Shvusim, if you were to do them, even before they were Shvusim, all the Uvda Dekals, and, you were to, keep your store open, and, et cetera, et cetera, that would violate the Asayev Shabbat. This is easier to target, to explain. But it could be more than that. It's once the Chachamim identified and formalized certain kind of behavior as being Uvda Dechol, so to defy that, is not only a merit against the Chachamim, but this is now what becomes associated legitimately with, like, you know, proper Shmira Shabbos, the proper tone to set on Shabbos. So it's a case where the reality of the Rabbanon, you know, getting involved, you know, ends up, you know, accentuating, you know, certain kind of conduct, you know, which has d'oraisa consequence. This is a little bit different, but this is also an example, and that's what Pinashua means. Meaning, we wouldn't have come to this, you know, if not for the fact that it was Drabana. But once we have implemented it, you know, it raises, like, the level of Medak Dayak, and that's how some people explain Isha Dayak Ovinsima. Like, the reality is that, you know, because of the Chashos and so on, you know, that she's just going to be super careful, because she became aware, you know, women became aware that, you know, solving this problem, you know, in a less rigorous way is going to blow up, you know, in their face, and therefore the, you know, threshold, you know, of what they're going to, you know, apply, you know, is always going to be a very high one, because they need to protect themselves from mamzerus, you know, disaster, right? So then, you know, that in turn can have the right impact. That's not double pasha. These things are never double pasha. That's what you're trying to say, no? Or am I putting too much into your words?
Yeah, I mean, I was asking what you
said. That's what you're asking. Can you use a language, Medak Dayak, as a basis for this? That's what Pnei Yeshua actually does. There are some other answers that are based on a similar principle that we still have to look at. The Beis Shmuel, the Marik, the Nord Behuda, I think I told you to look at. So I still want to look at those. But that, yeah, it's a very fascinating phenomenon. Okay, so that's the structure. Those are the issues that we're going to discuss. I want to talk about Tosfos on Chav Ches. I want to talk a little more about Rabbi Avigdor and the Or Zarua. I want to talk about, you know, the Shach, the Ksos, the Masivos. And then we want to talk about different tainas, other different tainas, which I gave you some armakobos on. Right? Okay. Sorry.
It wouldn't be like, the Nemenos would only exist if there is the Takana. Meaning, like, if you just did Kibshars without
the Takana. Because if it wasn't for the Takana, you know, then probably...